Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that God loves
but I bathed
me.
In the mire, submerged myself in the decay
me.
Of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man, a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hands, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here. My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah, the way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else? Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression. Cause you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else. Who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
Hello, hello, and good morning to each and every one of you. Oh, what a beautiful day today is. This is a day that the Lord God Almighty, the great I Am, created for each and every one of us. Our new opening music, I am so proud to say, is the anthem, the official anointed anthem for the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. It is a movement. If you have not heard about it, text HOPE to 202-618-2556, and I'll be sure to get you the information for registration. This is a free virtual event coming up. I'm so excited because we did our world premiere of our anthem last night on our regular Healing Through Hurt iTalk radio show. And now that will be our official opening here on our Sunday morning inspiration. As I said, hello, hello to everyone. Welcome, welcome. I am C. Maria Wall, a.k.a. the Mediator, the Shiro at your Ground Zero, welcoming you to Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio Sunday Morning Inspiration. We have been missing for a few weeks, but I have been preparing for our upcoming Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement. But we're back now on track. How has everyone been? We are about to start our meditation. So as always, find your favorite spot, lie back, sit back, and allow my voice to take you away for just a few moments before you start your day. As always, eyes closed, let it all go. As I speak today, continue your breathing exercises. Are you ready? Eyes closed. We're going to let everything go. No one is here. Nothing can harm us. Nothing is going to affect our peace right now. Allow my voice to take you away. Let's start. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Continue your breathing as we start our session for today. Today is all about the smooth criminals. I have spoken about this before, but it seems that in this day and age, there are more cons and people out here running game. They know exactly what their listeners want to hear. They know what to say to their audience. They know how to get their audience to fall for their lies and deceptions. When you discover that candy in the shiny wrapper is too bitter for your taste, throw it in the nearest waste. Let me say that again. When you discover that candy in the shiny wrapper is too bitter for your taste, throw it in the nearest waste. This week's inspirations come from Ephesians 4:28. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. And we have Proverbs 10:2. Treasures gained by wickedness do not profit, but righteousness delivers from death. Righteousness delivers from death. You know, so many people feel as though they have all of this worldly wealth, but what they do not realize is that they'll go 6 feet under, or they'll be put into a vault, and they will not be able to take all of that with them. And for those who've earned their wealth and their riches by unsavory means, your victims may never catch on, no matter who they are, whether they're high-end people who fell into your trap, or whether they're the victims who've given you their life savings for false products and services. Doesn't matter. When you go, you will not be able to take any of it with you. And if you do, there will always be the people who know exactly what's in that container with you. They will come and they will take it from you, and there will not be one thing you can do about it, because you got it by dishonest means, and they will disrespect your rotting corpse and take whatever you wanted to have with you at your final resting place. You will not be able to do anything about it. And to those people, I say to you, those of you who are buying into any and everything, stop buying into the fast money. Stop buying into the easy way out. You know, people who get easy money, things that come to them without having to work for them, they don't appreciate anything. They don't appreciate anything that was not acquired without a struggle. We learn through our setbacks. We learn through our struggles, our roadblocks. We learn by experiencing and walking through the fires of life. When something is given to us, we tend to take it for granted. We don't respect it. We don't appreciate it, because we expect something more. Whatever we have is never enough. We always look for more easy money, more easy marks that we can attack and use to get the easy money. Instead of, to the recipients, to the people who are giving their life's earnings, instead of being hungry for the fast money, be hungry for the word. Be hungry for the guidance of the great I Am. Be hungry for the lessons that help you to be able to find your greatness without following the serpent who only spews lies from his lips or her lips or their lips. Be hungry for the word. You'll get riches beyond your wildest imagination. And remember, when you give back, you receive so much more. It's good for your spirit. It's good for your soul. It's great for your salvation. It's great for your salvation. So that is our lesson for today. Beware of the smooth criminals, and do not buy into the fast money. How does that old adage go? Easy come, easy go. You may think that everything is wonderful, everything is perfect, you have it all, but when you get your riches by dishonorable, unsavory means, you will never be satisfied with what you have acquired. If you are the con, you have to keep improving your game just to keep your dishonest profits flowing. And you have to always remember that there's always going to be someone out there that can one-up you, that can best you. There will always be people out there. Some sleepers will awaken they will recognize your game. So be prepared to spend the rest of your lives looking over your shoulder, wondering when someone will come for that return on their investments. And to the recipients, those who are falling for the cons, invest in the great I am. You will get the best return on the planet for your investment. Just remember that. So that's our lesson for today. And as I said, so many things are coming up. Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and the Sunday Morning Inspiration is sponsored by the Wall Foundation Incorporated, which is an IRS-recognized and approved 501c3 nonprofit. If you would like to get involved with any of our programs with the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, there's several ways you can do that. You can join us on our Facebook pages, the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement, or the Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio page on Facebook. Join both. I'd love to have you there. And it's the best way to keep up with everything that's going on with both the Marathon of Hope Kingdom Movement and, of course, Healing Through Hurt, iTalk Radio, and the Wall Foundation Inc.'s programs. If you'd like to donate, whether it be monetarily, products or services, there's several ways you can do that. You can go to our main page, thewallfoundationinc.org, and click on a donation link. There's also a donations link on the Facebook page, Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. Or you can send us your donations at Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And you can also join us on Twitter. We're Wall_Foundation there. I also have the Relationship Recovery Group on Google+. And wow, the Women of Wisdom and Worth on Meetup. That's another large group. We are all over the East Coast. And we're growing. So feel free to join us. We're looking for ambassadors to start chapters in your particular area. So if you'd like to get involved in any way, those are just some of the ways that you can contact us with your proposals, donations, suggestions, or if you just need a listening ear, you can reach us at 202-618-2556. That's 202-618-2556. And your donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the U.S. And as always, before we go, I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. And I also pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I pray you enough smiles to turn the frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. I just want you to know that our God is a mighty God. His work is awesome. I've gone from being left with faith, forgiveness, and 4 cents to my name. And hallelujah, I'm still standing, and I'm here with you today. If you want the greatest return on your investment, invest in the great I Am, and he will show you how to invest in the greatness within you. As always, I'm C. Maria Wall. I pray each and every one of you enough. I hope that you have a God awesome week. Yes, I do. Find the God awesome in everything. Just remember, instead of complaining about how God awful everything is, find the God awesome in whatever you experience from this moment on, and continue to do so. I promise you, when you attract the positive, positive will continue to come to you. So until next time, as always, continue to pay it and pray it forward. So until next time, I'm your host, C. Maria Wall. And if you'd like information on registration for our free virtual event coming up the weekend of June 6th through the 8th, you can listen through your phone. You can join me here online. We have two other sponsors who will be welcoming our keynote speakers. So register. Text the word HOPE to 202-618-2556 or join us on our Facebook pages, the Marathon of Hope, Kingdom Movement, or Healing Through Her iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. We are there on Facebook. And, of course, you can write to us. You can write to me at contact@thewallfoundationinc.org, Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org if you'd like to send me a private message. But in case you do not want your messages to get tied up in our corporate emails, you can write to healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. And I will be sure to respond back to you. So until next time, be well, be blessed, and I will see you soon.
Yeah. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. Oh, the way that God loves me. Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
God loves me.
The way that
I bathed in the mire, submerged myself in the decay of the world, making bad decisions over and over again, drenching my pillow with tears again, thinking the void could be filled by a man who blackened my eyes, demolished my pride, as he daily belittled my self-esteem. With each raise of his hand, I had to muffle a scream. But I don't have to stay here, trapped in my pain here, My Redeemer conquered death, hell, and the grave. Yahweh lives, so my soul can be saved.
The way that God loves me, yeah. Way that God loves me, the way that God loves me, Why do I keep doing this to myself, giving my heart to someone else, who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me.
I can rise from the dark clouds that were weighing me down, shake off the chains that were keeping me bound. I can use my broken pieces to encourage someone else, speak life to a situation, release my brother, my sister from a state of depression, because you don't have to stay here, trapped in your pain here. Jehovah lives. You too can be saved.
Why do I keep doing this to myself? Giving my heart to someone else, who can't seem to comprehend and just pretend to love me the way that God loves me. The way that God loves me.
This concludes our broadcast day. And just remember, the way that God loves you is like no other. He will never forsake you. He'll never let you down. He didn't put you here for you to be harmed, hurt, abused, or to be anyone's footstool. I pray each and every one of you enough of whatever it is you need to make it through this week and beyond. Until next time, I'm C. Maria Wall, wishing you a beautiful, beautiful Sunday and beyond.